Stephen, were there any trends or themes that really stuck with you this year?
There were, and that is that I think 2019 is going to be remembered as this real year of inventiveness and innovation in movies. The most obvious and most picked apart, of course, is the age-defying software that Martin Scorsese used to make Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino look decades younger in The Irishman. That said, the movie that harnessed the latest tools to greatest effect is 1917. It's a simple story of two World War I British Army grunts who are charged with leaving the relative safety of the trenches so that they can warn another regiment that the Germans have a surprise in store for them. The action is designed to look like it was filmed in one continuous take, and the filmmakers use steadicams and even drones to follow just behind the two soldiers as they navigate tight spaces, including a booby-trapped German bunker.
We need to keep moving! Come on! I can't see! I can't see! Stop! 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 It's a mine shaft! But we have to jump!
And the effect puts you right in the action and feels very much like playing a first-person shooter video game. 1917 was shot by Roger Deakins and was directed and written by Sam Mendes. And what they've achieved is really to remind people that while wars are fought by these massive armies, those armies are collections of individuals who each have their unique story to tell.
Were there any films that were maybe under the radar this year that made your list?
You know, there always are, which is one of the fun parts of making these lists, is getting to shine a light on some movies that maybe people missed. One of those is a Netflix documentary called American Factory, which looks at a glass factory in Ohio. It's operated by a Chinese company, which sends a team of workers to teach the Americans how to do their jobs. And as you might imagine, there are cultural disconnects in how things are done. And watching the film just had me thinking about how much of our country's ongoing conflicts with China play out on this factory floor.
Okay, we've talked about a bunch of movies that you liked this year, but one has to be your favorite.
Well, most years when I'm putting my list together, there are actually like three or four that sit at the top of the heap and sort of tower over the rest of the very good films that also make the cut. We've talked about 1917, which is certainly in that class. Also near the top are a pair of stories that take place in Asia. One is The Farewell, which is about a Chinese family debating whether they should tell the matriarch that she has a terminal disease. The other is Parasite, which brilliantly explores class differences in South Korea.
And at number one?
Well, my top movie of this year is Marriage Story, another Netflix film. Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson play a married couple who've decided it's time to split up. Initially, they take a fairly civilized approach to deciding who will have custody of their son, where they'll live, but like a lot of divorces, things turn messy.
I thought that if Henry was happy here and my show continued, that we might do LA for a while.
I was not privy to that thought process.
Oh, the only reason we didn't live here is because you can't imagine desires other than your own, unless they're forced on you.
Okay, you wish you hadn't married me, you wish you had a different life, but this is what happened.
So what do we do?
I don't know.
Noah Baumbach wrote and directed Marriage Story, and possibly from his own experience with divorce, he manages to drill down to the nuance of what I imagine must be an experience a lot of couples have, which is that the initial feeling surrounding the breakup is sadness, but that sadness slowly morphs to anger as the actual legal process of divorce with all the lawyers and hearings kick in. This movie has some truly gut-wrenching, heartbreaking scenes, made all the more so because we're reminded every so often that these two characters actually do still love one another despite all the things that they say and do.
That's interesting because we started this conversation talking about all the advances in movie making that marked the year.
Yeah, and Marriage Story is a reminder that the most important part of a movie is and always will be the words that are on the page.
Thanks, Stephen.
You bet.